For only the second time since the Civil War, the House of Representatives last night voted to expel one of its most brash and eccentric members, Ohio Democrat James Traficant. The expulsion of the 9-term congressman follows his conviction in April on bribery, racketeering, and tax evasion charges. The vote to expel was 420-1. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
Most of the seats in the House were filled, a sight rarely seen, as Speaker Dennis Hastert stepped up to preside over the expulsion proceeding of the only Democrat in Congress who ever voted for him to be Speaker. Hastert made clear he would not tolerate the kind of antics Traficant displayed at expulsion hearings last week.
The chair asks and expects the cooperation of all members in maintaining a level of decorum that properly dignifies the proceedings of this House.
The mostly somber 3-hour session began with a motion from Traficant's closest ally in Congress, Ohio Republican Steve LaTourette, to postpone voting on expulsion until House members returned from their summer break in September. But Traficant's colleagues rejected the motion 285-146. Like many other members, Illinois Republican Judy Biggert said she regretted things had come to this.
No member of Congress ever wishes to sit in judgment of a colleague, least of all a colleague as colorful and as indomitable as the gentleman from Ohio, Mr. Traficant. Yet at the same time, no member ever wishes to see the rules of this institution broken or the standards of its members brought low.
Ethics Committee Chairman Joel Heffley, a Colorado Republican, said Traficant had committed acts that, as he put it, did not reflect credibly on the House.
Bribery by trading official acts and influence for things of value, demanding and accepting salary kickbacks from his congressional employees, influencing a congressional employee to destroy evidence and to provide false testimony to a federal grand jury, receiving personal labor and the services from his congressional employees while they were being paid by the taxpayers to perform public service, and filing false income tax returns.
Standing at a podium in front of his colleagues dressed in a dark bell-bottom suit, Traficant defiantly maintained he was the victim of vindictive federal agents.
I'll go to jail, but I'll be damned if I'll be pressured by a government that pressured these witnesses to death to get a conviction on a target, the number one target in the country.
The top Democrat on the Ethics Committee, California's Howard Berman, said Traficant might seem persuasive.
But in order to believe his assertions, you would have to accept the gentleman's notion of a vast, unparalleled conspiracy involving the Office of the U.S. Attorney, the IRS, the FBI, and a respected U.S. district judge.
In a rambling defense, Traficant tried several appeals for his colleagues' support. One was, you might be next.
There may come a time where you might get targeted. You know what I was told? Watch what you say. You're too outspoken.
He also tried humor.
Am I different? Yeah. Have I changed my pants? No. Deep down, you know you want to wear wider bottoms. You're just not secure enough to do it.
Finally, he appealed to his colleagues' sense of democratic fair play.
You didn't elect me. Yeah, you have the right. Throw me out. My people don't want me out.
But Texas Democrat Gene Green warned that the credibility of the House was on the line.
If we can't remove a member of Congress who has been convicted of 10 felonies, including using his office for personal gain, we risk losing the faith and trust of the American people that we have.
In the end, the only member who voted against expelling Traficant was another Democrat who's gained notoriety, California's Gary Condit. Traficant is to be sentenced next Tuesday to what could be a 7-year prison term. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.